episode 16, Ghostly Encounters. Here we are, just a few days out from Halloween. This is my absolute favorite time of the year. The days are trending shorter, there's a beautiful golden light late in the day, and the nights are crisp and cool. The unifying idea behind Halloween and Day of the Dead is that the veil between the material and spirit worlds is thinner at this time of year, and therefore you are more likely to interact with spirits. Since I don't think of spirits or ghosts as portrayed in horror movies, I'm totally okay with encountering them. First of all, I have meditation to thank for making me more sensitive to perceiving spirits. I do remember, though, even as a kid, that I could sense some sort of energy sometimes that wasn't from the living. It freaked me out, though, because I had caught glimpses of scary movies, like The Exorcist and Amityville Horror and lots of others. And those movies are created to shock and scare you in a manipulative, formulaic way. Horror movies teach you that every force in the universe is essentially out to kill you and your friends. So let's divorce ourselves from Hollywood for a while. I can tell you a ghost story that did not emanate from the depths of hell. A few years ago, I took a trip up north to a little Danish village called Solvang, and that's here in California, north of Santa Barbara. The area up there was once inhabited by the Chumash Indians, and for whatever reason, the energy is really nice. The landscape, once you turn inland on Highway 1, sort of takes on an enchanted feeling as the road weaves through grassy rolling hills with manzanita. And I've seen a lot of flowers up there too in the springtime. There's just a bunch of like little purple flowers, beautiful flowers covering the hillsides. Before you get to Buellton, you have the option of checking out one of the old California missions called La Purisima, or La Purisima. I took that option on this particular trip by myself. Unlike most of the missions, this one happens to be removed from high traffic areas. A tranquil energy governs the place, whereas some of the other missions I visited are busier and they're just brimming with tourists. The weather was sunny but blustery that day. I pulled up to the mission parking lot and there was like one other car there besides mine. Then I saw a lady pass by on horseback. A lot of people who live in that area have horses, so I guess it was no surprise. So I could hear nothing but the wind as I walked into the garden area in front of the mission, which was very pretty. After catching a glimpse of the graveyard to the left, I headed over there. I like gravestones, especially old ones. I think they're kind of interesting. So as soon as I stepped into the graveyard, I felt an energy start to accompany me. When I pick up on ghosts or spirits, I see them in the periphery, not straight on with my eyes. This is important to point out to others who want to pick up on spirit energy because you're not really using your eyes to see them. A shape forms in your peripheral vision. It's a disembodied spirit, so you're never going to see it as you would a flesh and bones person. Anyway, this spirit that accompanied me everywhere as I went from room to room of the mission was a man, a Native American man. For some reason, his energy was very bound to the grounds of the mission, maybe because he had such a strong attachment to it while alive. If I felt a little creeped out, it was only because the wind was howling slightly and rustling the bushes, which made the experience a little eerie. And of course, I was alone. I did cross paths with a man, woman, and child who were exiting the mission at some point. But then I realized I was the only incarnate soul walking around there. I should mention at this point in the story that there was no bad energy from this ghostly man. Who knows for sure, but I think he accompanied me throughout the property because he sensed I felt his presence. Maybe he sensed that I liked the energy of that area. I don't know. So I got a bonus as I was preparing to leave the mission. As I stood around on the grass, looking at the trees and the exit gate I was getting ready to go through, I picked up on another energy floating above the gate. It was a Spanish girl with dark hair and pale skin, hovering near the trees in a white dress. The image is still haunting for me to reflect back on, though I felt absolutely no fear at the time. My sense is that she may have died there as a teenager, and that's why her spirit is more tied to the place. La Purísima is well worth a visit, even if just to glimpse a historical structure and experience the tranquil gardens. I'll consider myself fortunate to have encountered two spirits in that one trip, and I'm tempted to go back just to see if I'd pick up on any further paranormal characters. I got lucky that one time. About a year ago, though, I went to Mission San Luis Rey with a friend of mine. Before she arrived, I took a graveyard walk. For a good 10 minutes, I couldn't pick up on anything. Then I started to see, in the periphery of my vision, a goofy old guy in an old-fashioned nightgown, something that a man might have worn to bed over 100 years ago. He was clownish and sort of crude. Long story short, there was nothing majestic about this spirit encounter. What I tuned into at La Purísima had been inspiring, and it took me completely by surprise. Whereas at Mission San Luis Rey, it was kind of a odd experience that I didn't enjoy. I can't help but wonder if the act of trying to tune into spirits just sort of brings out the ones you don't want to meet. It's possible. I don't know. I'm not a ghost chaser, just a lover of the spirit realm. I have no desire to try to measure their energy with devices. I'm not sure I need to convince anyone who doesn't believe in ghosts. They'll find you soon enough. Life is short, and we'll all return to a ghostly form in time. At least we still honor the spirit side with our Halloween costumes and morbid decorations. We have that to look forward to, right? Although the party side of Halloween and Day of the Dead might be less in swing this year due to the ongoing pandemic, there will still be time to reflect on the ghosts that might be stopping by our commemorative altars. We've lost a lot of people so far this year due to COVID. 17,500 people in California thus far. 227,000 in the U.S., 89,000 in Mexico, close to 1.2 million people worldwide. Instead of being sad, though, let's remember that we can still see them in the periphery and in dreams. It doesn't have to be scary. Forget about horror movies and disconnect from that type of fearful manipulation. Ghosts can be a good thing, a positive thing. They don't have to be scary and sad. At any rate, I wish everybody a happy Halloween and Day of the Dead. Enjoy.